This guided meditation was recorded live at CDM.
Good morning. This morning I would like to have us meditate on the fact that everything is energy. Breathe in, breathe out, and take a moment to reflect on what that means. In the spiritual world, everyone has always known that everything is energy. We are spirit. We manifest in the physical world, and we create that world and through that world. So the fact that everything is energy is simply saying that we have the ability to change things with energy, to create things with energy, to do whatever we wish with energies. And there is an infinite amount of energy available. So any of you who brought problems with you today, be encouraged, because you have energy. And you can change things by manipulating your energy. So I'd like to invite you to play with energy by creating a cord of energy between your body and the larger body, planet Earth. So simply allow a flow of energy to go from near the base of your spine, which is the location of your first chakra, and let that flow of energy move through the chair and the floor and the earth until that cord connects you, the spirit, to your body, and both you and your body to the earth. Take some nice deep breaths to allow your body to relax with being grounded. Because when you ground, you become aware of what is happening in your body at this point in time. You are operating from the belief that everything is energy. And you, the spirit, created an energy flow between you and the planet. This energy flow creates stability. It creates a balance between you, the spirit, and your body, and many, many things. Now, you, the spirit, are pure energy. You are so much energy. It's amazing. Your body cannot comprehend the level of energy that you, the spirit, manifest. But you can allow a good deal of that energy to come into and through your body by using spiritual information and meditation methods to help raise the vibration or the energy of the body in order to be the vessel for you, the spirit. Now you're going to perceive yourself as a bright spark of light. Allow that bright spark of light that is you to come to the top of your head. And stay there for just a moment. Vibrate there, letting your body experience you, the spirit. That pure energy that is the light and life of your physical experience. Then allow that light to come through the top of your head and into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. You are pure energy. Experience that energy. Allow your body to experience you. Be aware of how the energy in your grounding allows you, the spirit, to come into your body. You are energy. And your body is energy. You are a high, intense vibration of energy. Your body is a slow, much lower vibration of energy. As you begin to awaken as spirit and to the fact that everything is energy, part of your process is learning the difference between you, the spirit, and your body, and respecting the difference in energy. Some people believe that they can become aware that they are spirit and just jump right in the body. Meditation is the way we can prepare the body so that we can let go of some of the heavier energies that we've stored within it, so that it can accept freely and gracefully our entrance as spirit with our very high, bright vibration. I want you to take a moment and simply meditate on your vibration as spirit in the center of your head. Now, from that neutral space in the center of your head, meditate for a moment on the energy of your body. I want you to see for yourself what a difference there is between you, the spirit, and your body in relation to energy. Take a nice deep breath. Relax your body. And use your grounding to release anything from your body that would help you raise its energy. Just an example of some of the lower vibrations of energy. They would include hate, fear, fury, grief, guilt. You can just let those go right down your grounding cord. These are all part of the body's repertoire of emotions for its communication with you. But we don't want to make it a storage unit for these emotions. The emotion can be expressed and released, not expressed and saved. So if you have a particularly favorite heavy emotion that you've been saving, take a moment now and from the center of your head, validate that it's simply an energy and let it flow down your grounding cord without effort. Please do not waste time on judgment. That will cause you to keep whatever it is you're now focused on letting go. Everything is energy. Your body is energy. The chair on which you sit is energy. The floor under us is energy. The building around us is energy. Be in the center of your head where you can be neutral, where you can be yourself, where you can validate your ability as spirit to be in charge of your energy. Now, as spirit, you're a creator. You're a communicator. And you have selected and created this body to have a focused space through which to create and communicate. Ideally, we would all be happy with what we're creating and communicating because it's our creativity and our communication system, but unfortunately, the world is asleep and people have forgotten that they are spirit and continue to create without a spiritual perspective or awareness. I'd like for you to become aware once again that everything in your life, all of your creations, are simply energy. And you are spirit, a part of God. You are the God in your small universe of your body and your aura. And if there's something you wish to change, you can. So right now, with the concept that everything is energy, meditate for a moment on one thing you would like to change within yourself, please. And use your grounding to help you let go. And your ability to be neutral in the center of your head to assist you to see this as energy flowing. And something you, the spirit, can change. Take a nice deep breath and then focus on how you are moving energies in your life. Are you operating almost exclusively on physical concepts of the intellect and the emotions? Or are you operating as spirit, the light and life, and the knowledge of your ability to move energies as you choose? Meditate on how much you are operating as if you're just a body. And use your grounding to release those concepts and increase your spiritual perspective. To help you with this meditation, select one energy that you would like to change within your life and focus on that. Maybe you would like to increase your grounding. Maybe you would like to draw your energy back to yourself because you've scattered it. Draw your energy back to you. No one else can use it. Your energy in someone else's reality will simply disrupt their ability to create. Someone else's energy in your experience will disrupt your ability to create. So allow yourself to release other people's energies and regain your energy for yourself. Everything is energy. One of the things that we are attempting to do here is to help people awaken to their spiritual reality, to begin to know and see that they are spirit and not just a body. Unfortunately, people tend to focus a great deal on the physical body. So let's take a moment and meditate on your body's energy and how much the poor thing is being left to its own devices because you're not taking care of it. Use your grounding once again to help you release any emotions or intellectual noise that's disrupting your spiritual flow through your body. Fear is very popular right now. You may want to release some of that. All the disturbing things in the world can be perceived without fear. In the center of your head and validate that everything is energy by simply releasing some of the body energies that keep you out of your body. You are spirit, a brilliant spark of light, pure energy. You have decided to be in a body in this lifetime. Be aware of that body around you. You, the spirit, and your body are opposite. Respect that. And work with each of these energies in an appropriate manner. You, the spirit, can zip off to the moon. Your body really can't do that. So validate and respect the differences between you, the spirit, and your body. And allow yourself, the spirit, the freedom to be you. And respect your body so that it can operate to its fullest and highest abilities. One of the things that's happened through the ages as people have passed on spiritual information, and we've gone through lifetime after lifetime as initiates and moving into a more aware space, is quite often spiritual information has been misinterpreted into body terms, into physical terms, to such a drastic extent that people have come to humanize God. Have you noticed that God has emotions? No, God does not. Humans, on the body level, have emotions. So one of the things I'd like for you to do right now is to let go of any concepts or lies that get in your way of seeing yourself as spirit, and that all things are energy. It may be fast-moving energy or slow-moving energy. But it's all energy. Whether it's a hummingbird or a rock, it's all energy. Let go of the lies that cause you to make everything physical. Everything is energy, and you, the spirit, are here to learn to work with it and manipulate it and master it. And you couldn't have picked a better time to play. Validate that you are spirit. Now let's use energy. Let's play with energy ourselves. Create a great big ball of gold energy above your head. And let that gold energy flow to you and into your body and through you and into the earth. By grounding and centering and bringing this gold energy in, we as spirit are manipulating energy. I've seen people heal amazing illnesses within their bodies by manipulating their energies. I've seen people move from being miserable people to being relatively happy now and then. by manipulating energies. Take a nice deep breath. Increase your grounding and validate that right at this moment, you, the Spirit, are working with energy. Every cell in your body is energy. From the center of your head, simply be aware of the vibration of your body. Your body is energy. Now let's say hello to Jesus, an incredibly capable soul who taught us all these things and is always here to help us as we learn them and have our amazing growth experiences here in the physical body. In the physical world. Say hello to Jesus and allow yourself to be in present time with him. Jesus was forever teaching about spirit and spiritual reality and the ability to manipulate energies. Unfortunately, most of his teachings were interpreted on a physical level. We establish the energy within our system and within our life and within our world from moment to moment by choosing what energy we want to express. And as you meditate on what energy you're expressing through your system, I want you to talk with Jesus about the power you have to express the energy you wish to share with the world. If you're, oh, woe is me, that's what you share with the world. If you're, wow, I'm alive, having a pretty good time, look at all the things I've created, look at the things I can do, that's what you share with the world. Ask Jesus for healing to help you validate how important your energy is. Energies can be translated to color. It's all vibration. So allow yourself to see what vibration you use most of the time as you flow through your body. And if you're not clear about it, ask Jesus to help you. And ask Jesus to help you raise your vibration. As you raise the vibration within the body, you allow more spiritual information and energy and light to come into the world. Take a nice deep breath and validate that you are spirit and you are working with energy, that everything is energy. So the next time you have an experience where you're unhappy with something, look within. See yourself. And be clear about how you can change your energy. And by changing your energy, you change the energy around you. You cannot change someone else's energy, but you can change your own. And then they will have a choice to match you or not. So before you get in an argument next time, hesitate for a moment and tune in to yourself. And sometimes you might say, oh gosh, this is going to be way fun. You betcha I'm going to get in this argument. And sometimes you might say, you know what? All I have to do is let go. I just have to let go of this old fear that has nothing to do with this other person standing in front of me at the moment. So take a nice deep breath and give yourself permission to begin to play with energy this week. Play with energy in your meditations. Play with energy at work. Play with energy when you're playing or driving down the freeway. The next time someone is tailgating you, play with energy. Grounding is a great way to play with energy. Centering and using different vibrations. Raise your vibration and watch what happens in the world around you. Now let's raise our vibration this morning, the gold light. So allow that energy to flow into and through you and into the earth. And using this high vibration of the gold light, say hello to your God. And we'll take the last few moments for your quiet meditation with your God. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of your body again. Be aware of the physical reality. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring you back to the physical world. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and forward, release excess energy.
Copyright 2007 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Teaching Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.